Northern Nigeria is a big space. We have three other geopolitical zones in the Northern Nigeria. So in particular, the worst hit is the northeastern geopolitical zone of Nigeria, where we have the Boko Haram crisis. But I wouldn't want to say what my organization is doing. I want to say what the women on the ground are doing. Because sometimes the assumption we have is that we need to come in with interventions. Meanwhile, the locals have their own local peace architectures in which they used to sustain peace at their own level and also prevent conflict. We have local partners whom we are partnering with in northeastern Nigeria, and we feed into their process. So it's like a bottom-top approach. Even though we are Nigerians, but there's some nuances we can't understand because we're outside the region. So it's better for us that they tell us what would best work, because they know what would best work. And so we only try to support and then lend a platform for their voices to be heard.
Can you share with us what some of these women have been doing at their level, in their communities? What is working for them?
The early warning and early response, networking is very critical, the way we understand it from them. They form network across religious groups. So it's not just about Muslim or Christian, but it's a network of women, human rights defenders. So the crisis have pushed all of them together, has merged them into one. And so it's not about them or theirs, it's about us. It's about, so they see themselves as one, and so they network. And they said that is working very well for them on ground.
So when you say early warning, what exactly do they do?
So what they do basically is to share information. One woman told us that sometimes at night, they hear some particular movement. In fact, most of the local chiefs have the numbers of the other chiefs in different communities. So probably at night, they hear some movement or anything. They would call around to say, this is what we heard. This is what may happen. So just be on the watch out. And so the women most times will flee the community with their children before the intruders come in.
And where can, for example, groups like yours, where can they then come in to sort of enhance what the local women are doing?
First of all, to create a safe space for them to discuss. Because we found out that with all this going on, there's a lot of distrust. No one knows who to trust with information and who to tell. Because we know we're dealing with violent extremism and some other issues. So the first thing is to build a trust. That even though we're outsiders, we can be trusted. We're willing to work with them. And also to provide relief materials as well. And like one of our coordinators in zonal coordinators in the Northeast said, she said, sometimes even something as little as a ball to the child makes a lot of difference. So if you're not involved and we don't allow them to tell their stories and to tell us what they really want, instead of a ball, you bring a blanket. The mother said, I just need a ball for my son to play with. So sometimes it's something even as little as that, that would make all the difference in the women's life.
There were a lot of speeches. There was a lot of talk about people having to step up to prevent conflicts, to mediate conflicts, and to seek peace. But how is this going to help you at your level?
I think there's been so much talk about sustainable peace. It's time to move from talk to transformative action. And the transformative action would include funding women and funding peace processes. And these processes are people-centered. You know, sometimes we hear all the talk, like today, we hear all the talk and all that. And you sometimes wonder, is this not all supposed to be people-centered? You know, the UN has become an entity for so much rhetorics, world rhetorics. They churn out a lot of resolution. But the challenge remains in implementing this resolution and these conventions. So for me, what would make a difference is that they move from the talk to concrete action. Strengthen conflict prevention mechanism rather than reacting, we are preventing. Because most times what we see is reactionary rather than preventing. So even within the institutions representative at different countries, even in my country, we want to see very concrete actions for funding, for capacity building. All this would make so much meaning on ground. And then they also need to hold our state government accountable for their actions in country, for violations of human rights.
What have you learned also from other participants? Were you able to exchange ideas with other participants who are in similar situations?
What I've learned is that the context matters a lot, but then there's some universal frameworks which we're all working within. And the challenges are not unique to Nigeria. It's a world problem. And that's why we're having the chaos we have all over the world. because we've gotten it all wrong somewhere. And we all agree that this is a time for paradigm shift. This is a time for us to change our approach. And so this is what, for me, is coming out strong and clear.
Mm. What was one of the suggestions that you felt would work?
Yeah, one of the suggestions I felt would work, and what we're doing, is when Margaret Wallstrom said, inclusive peace is a bottom-top approach. And that is where we are missing it. We've been doing it the other way around, from top to bottom. But women rights organizations have for years been saying, and WILFTO has been saying, that if we need to have sustainable peace, it needs to be from the bottom to the top, while addressing root causes of conflict.